Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how TaxSaleForum.com replaces TaxSaleLists.com and the two or three other surviving sources for back tax information on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it though, but before we do, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
Cool. So Kathleen, hi Kathleen, wrote, I have a buyer who wants to close their title. I haven't done this yet, and I need to know the process and logistics. I'm working up a purchase agreement tonight. I will send the buyer the purchase agreement for signing after he makes a deposit through my website or bank wire transfer. Once I get the signed PA back from the buyer, then what? He's going to cover the cost of closing.
Wow, Kathleen, you did everything right.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Great work.
I say great. I mean, the purchase agreement, I like it even before any money's changed hands personally, because it spells out all the details in there. So, but either way, it's what you're doing is fantastic. So in the purchase agreement, I would just make sure you put in there all the details, like he is covering the cost of closing, you know, and how he's going to pay and timing and all the property information, anything like that. And then you're going to give that over to your title agent when you open escrow and start the whole process.
Yeah, so this is a great question. As always, Kathleen, you always ask great questions. Before I would even put the purchase agreement together, the minute the guy said, I really want to buy this property, but I need to do it through title insurance, I would find a title company that wants to close a deal that's geographically closest to the property, at least at this stage in your career. When you get to our point, we have like one agent that covers a whole country for a bunch of reasons, but we're going to skip that for now. For the first 10 deals, let's say, you want to find a title agent that's real close to the property and explain the whole situation to them. This is what you're going to say. I own a piece of property. I bought it free and clear, and I purchased it through pretty much assuming that you purchased this by generating your own deed. You didn't purchase it through title insurance in the first place. So explain the whole situation. There's no lender. I have took a down payment with a deposit through my credit card scenario. And will you please close this deal? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, heck yes, thanks. We can do it real fast. This is easy. There's no real estate agent. There's no lender. There's none of this stuff. They love these deals in general. But it's that 10th time you got to be concerned, because this is a little bit out of the regular focus for, let's say, a house deal. So they may refer to somebody else. So you want to secure that agent as soon as you can. Then they'll handle all this stuff for you. They'll do the purchase agreement. They'll make sure the deposit goes where. They'll do all the work for you. You know, Jill and I teach this do your own deal thing here at Land Investors, but the price of title insurance is going down and down and down. We have members that are reporting doing deals with full-blown deals for $300 and $400, mm-hmm. which has never happened in my career.
I know. It's like the last, I thought $750 was great.
Yeah, me too, Joe. Down to $700. It's like gas prices. It got to $700 and I was jumping up and down. Now it's three and four. So which prompted us, by the way, and this is not a plug, to start a company called TitleMind.com. And the site's being worked on right now. If you go there this minute, you can type your email address in and get notified when we release it. But long story short, what happens is, if you're in Kathleen's situation, and tons of our members are, you type in your information, you hit send, and it notifies the title companies that are in the area of this. It does the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it chooses a title company, and they do the pre-negotiated rate and the whole thing. So it answers this question is what it does. But you still need to know how to drive a stick. Right.
Mm-hmm. All good.
So I hope that answered the question. Honestly, shoot for 700. It's probably going to be a little bit more. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Even I am not completely used to the Land Academy to Land Investors change.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Today's topic, TaxSaleForum.com replaces TaxSaleLists.com and a couple other websites around the internet as your source for back tax, real estate back tax information. This is a meat of the show.
Why did you not call it that, by the way?
It was an honest mistake.
Oh.
I'm sitting here reading it saying, you know, maybe I should call it something else.
Well, I'm even meant though.
Honestly, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm like, because this is a hot topic. I wonder if we could go, this is really big. I mean, we could talk about this a lot too, by the way. We could do a whole nother show on this. The number of people that are hung up on back taxes doing it the wrong way. There's a right way to use back tax information and a wrong way to use back tax information.
Oh, Jill, I didn't tell you. I forgot. We're going to change our whole business model and focus to only mailing back tax property. Oh, yeah. So, from here on out today, and I follow my lead here, we're just going to do.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. I'd be like, oh, I'm out. Mike gets it.
No, we want our members to...
I want all problem properties.
And we want you to miss 90% of the opportunity
yes.
out there.
Perfect. I love it. So please share with us the why this is better and what's coming, please, Jack.
So there's a few resources on the internet about back tax properties. There are a few that are even worth mentioning, and they're really actually not worth mentioning. So like a lot of these entities that we're starting right now, I got disgusted and fed up with the lack of detail that people are charging for on the internet on this topic and some other ones. There's a tremendous opportunity to buy back tax property if you're doing it correctly. And so we set up a website, and it's literally the face of the website, and it's not there yet. But if you go there right now, if you go to TaxSaleForum.com and type in your email address, you'll get notified when we release the site. But it's essentially, well, you literally go to the site. It's a picture of the United States. You click on the state that you're interested in, and then it's a picture of all the counties. Clickable map for all the counties, and you click on the county, and it gives you a tremendous amount of information about the back tax situation in that county. Some states like Arkansas and Florida have statutory rules at the state level about how all counties deal with it, and then they roll it up in one place. Arkansas and Florida are two of those states. Some states like Texas, and this is what this site is for. I know the stuff that's in my head because I've been doing this for...
Do you?
I actually do.
Do you?
It doesn't come out of my mouth properly. But it's in my head.
Okay, good. I was just checking.
It's easier to explain it on a website than on a talk show.
Ah, got it.
As evidenced by this, what my discussion
episode.
Here.
Thank you.
This episodic
rant.
So most of the places, like Texas, every county's different, and so you want to click in there and get to know you're three or four clicks away from any county in the country, really getting to know what the heck's going on there. It really digs deep from a research standpoint. We're spending a lot of money on this stuff to get you where you need to go to find out if you want to buy property in XYZ County in Texas or anywhere. You know, it's 3,400 counties in, I think it's 3,240, some number like that.
Yeah.
In the whole country. So, you know, we're spending some dough on this. So there's a lot of things going on with it. So it's a deep, rich, real resource for our members to know about back tax property, and some of it's easy. Mm-hmm. Some of it, once you get to know about it, is easy too.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't want to do is order a list from the county and then get it and then try to manipulate it and send people letters.
Will you mind just giving a few minute explanation, Jack, on what you use that research for? Just to say, like, why would I even care, kind of thing? Because I'm not just mailing to those people. Can you just give a little snippet of what that information does?
Yeah, there's two reasons. One, the way we use it and the way I talk about it in the program is this. If there's a county, like, let's say Mojave County, Arizona, that constantly, for whatever reason, has a lot of properties that are in back tax status, that tells me, as a land investor, that that's a county that I might be interested in sending everybody letters in. Not just people that have back tax property, but owners that have properties just like the back tax property, but there's no back taxes on them. It's an indicator. Like a lot of things are an indicator about why you might want to send an offer to an owner.
Do you know the psychology behind it, or you just know based on experience?
I know based on experience that if there's a bunch of back tax property in a county, that there's also way more property that does not have back taxes on it, and with owners that have just been, they're not going to do anything with it. All right, they want a letter.
Right.
They want an offer, and it's not that they want the money; they just want to be done with it.
Right.
They want to stop getting a tax bill. So that's one way to use it. The second way is heavily get in. If you're a tax lien, career tax lien buyer, or career tax deed buyer, which Jill and I were for years and years and years before we really did, you know, before we saw the light of sending offers, mm-hmm. This is going to tell you exactly where to go. If you use the site properly, it'll tell you, you know, there's a calendar in there for Pete's sake. There's a calendar that says tomorrow there's an auction in Idaho. And after that, there's an auction in Montana. And the next day, and on and on. And there's a tax auction, plus or minus 5%. Every single day, usually multiple auctions every day. You could make a career out of driving around, buying extremely cheap property and posting it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I say that from experience because I did that for a bunch of years.
Exactly.
Turns out it's a heck of a lot easier to...
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun once in a while. I don't know. I mean, it could be your business model, but for us, it's fun once in a while. I don't really want to drive around all the time doing that.
It's way more time efficient to send letters out, offers out, which is especially if you have kids and if you have a life.
Right.
When I was doing that, I didn't have a life.
That's true.
That was my life.
That was your life.
So...
I'm glad you're not doing that anymore, because now you have a life. You have a pretty good life. Look at your view.
Can you believe where we are right now?
I know.
Hey, by the way, if you don't know this, wherever you're listening to this program, I always put the GPS coordinates from where we're recording right in the posting. So if it's off our website or on iTunes or anywhere else, the GPS coordinates are in there, and pop them into Google Earth or however you see GPS coordinates. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You can just put in any map. Instead of 123 Main Street, you can just pop in the GPS coordinates,
and
it pops right up. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a huge opportunity in tax lien and tax deed investing. There's companies publicly traded Wall Street companies that invest in heavily. So, you know, it cracks me up. This is a classic case of, I got to start a company that does this. No one's doing it.
Yes.
There's no, I didn't do this flippantly. I searched and searched and searched on the internet to get a single source of tax deed and lien information, and it doesn't exist.
Right.
There's a couple of substandard ones out there, but that's it.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
You are.
I get a kick out
saving us all.
Wow. I don't know about that. The fact is, I get a kick out of it.
Thank you. Sure, solving another problem. That's how we kind of roll. Well, you know what? We see something. We know we need it. You know what's interesting? That's how it goes. If we need it, we know somebody else needs it too.
Yeah.
And here we come.
The name of the site is taxsaleforum.com.
Well, let me say something about that.
We also own taxsalelists.com.
I was going to say, go to taxsaleforum.com and get on the list if you want right now. It's coming. So depending on when you're listening to this, go get on the email list to get advanced notification for when we turn it on and you can get it all this too.
Exactly. You know, the information changes a lot too. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have staff people that are constantly trying to see where links have changed or something's gone south or rules have changed. So really the whole business model here, Jill, is for us to, for our members and half part-time investors that may or may not be even in our group, mm-hmm. to replace their FTEs, replace their full-time equivalent people,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have to do it.
Or replace their own FTE.
Eventually, you won't have to do anything except just sit there.
Exactly.
And money will hit you in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I just got an image of that.
That's good. Oh, no. Oh, boy. That'd be a funny video. Okay, go ahead.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
You get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I think that was actually informative.
That was very informative. We've had two really heavy, good things. They're coming hopefully at the beginning of the week. shows because this is important stuff. By Friday, I don't think anybody's paying any attention. So that's why I say that.
Including us.
Exactly.
We could structure it that
way. On Friday, we talk about our weekend plans.
Yeah. Exactly. So, maybe we should structure it like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Love it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.